Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And we have a lot of folks in from the Sitka Health Summit in this morning to talk about what's been happening with their initiatives, and it's all pretty exciting. Paulette Moreno is the chairman of the Celebrate Catlin Street Revitalize. The Celebrate? Let's get the title right, Paulette, first. It's Celebrate Catlin Street, a Vibrant Community Action Group. Paulette's chair. Good morning, Paulette. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Southeast.
Yeah, and Amelia Gage, your partner in crime, is here, a fellow member of the action group. Hi, Amelia.
Good morning.
And also Melissa Marconi-Wentzel and Rob Farmer. Melissa is the director of the Sitka Health Summit, and Rob Farmer is a Kettleson Memorial Library director who's involved with a youth resource project that we're going to get to. But good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
And hi, Melissa. Melissa, why don't you sort of get us rolling here and just sort of bring us up to date with where the Health Summit is, and then we'll get to these two initiatives specifically.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me back. I feel like I was just here.
I think you were just here.
I think I was. Well, back in October of 2014, we had our annual planning day. And that's when we bring together diverse citizens to engage in a day-long process of collaboration and goal setting around community health improvement. Happens every year. Amazing initiatives come out of that. We're just about at the halfway point now for our initiative year, which is why we're here to sort of update folks on what our two initiatives are doing. And then we'll have a big celebration in September, October, that we'll invite the entire community to celebrate their successes and all the hard work that they've been doing. So in terms of our Citizen Health Initiative Program, which is what Planning Day is, that Planning Day is the sort of the foundational event that happens with our Citizen Health Initiative Program. That's where we are right now. And so we have the Celebrate Catlin Street Action Group, and the Community Center group was the second initiative that was chosen in 2014, and they've honed their focus down to a youth resource guide.
Okay, so it's just these two things.
It's these two things. So typically, two initiatives are chosen at each planning day. This has been going on since 2007, and we had our largest participation in 2014. We had about 60 people over the course of the day participate in Planning Day. It was also our most diverse participation, so it was very, very exciting. And as typically happens, the folks chose two initiatives to get behind and to shepherd to success over the course of 1 year. We gave them $2,000 to use at their discretion, and we're also providing organizational support. And so Celebrate Catlin Street, which had been a runner-up the previous year, was chosen as one. And then a community center was chosen as the second.
All right. Yeah, I think we have done news reporting about mm-hmm. the Catlin Street initiative. And I remember your voice in the story. Paulette, I think you advocated for the project at the Health Summit Planning Day. How are things going? We've been advertising a committee meeting that was going to be tomorrow, but that's been rescheduled to the 25th. I believe. So we'll backtrack there. But where are you all in the process? How is it going?
Thank you, Rob, and thank you, Melissa. It's so nice to be here with everybody this morning. Well, things are going fantastic. They're going really good. We've, being the number one community health initiative, the community has come together to support this idea. And I want to start off with our mission statement, which is Celebrate Catlin Street, a Vibrant Community, honoring the historic heart of Sitka and its timeless qualities by stimulating a rebirth through community planning and action. So that's what our focus has been, and we've been working with the community and the residents and businesses and many of our neighbors in planning what we're hoping to become a continuation of the already historic significance and the cultural value of the area, Rob. So it's been really successful. We had a wonderful follow-up kickoff October 28th down at the A&B Founders Hall we had, oh my gosh, probably 60 or 70 people came in and packed the hall. We had a brainstorming session to define our goals a little bit more. There was so much interest. It really is the heart of Sitka.
I would have to agree with that. And I'm wondering about the level of enthusiasm, Amelia. Are you sensing that there are lots of ideas?
Oh, there is an abundance of ideas. Many were shared at those meetings. There was a second community town hall meeting November 17th. So we tried to take those two, the input from those two meetings, and take a look at what people were saying and where the strength was, where the consensus was behind the ideas. And where we are this spring is distilling those down into some specific projects that we think might be able to be accomplished through this year. But we're very aware that we have a master list of all the input, and we expect to continue the work on these things that were brought up, having to do with history and culture, having to do with walkability and safety, having to do with connecting neighborhoods, how to do with communication between groups. It's a very, very rich and powerful picture that people brought. I think it was our privilege to be involved in receiving that information from the public. You could just see on people's faces, they were delighted, they were happy, they were just invested, and they love this area. And it's our pleasure to try to carry out some of the things they'd like to see happen.
Is it premature to preview what might be on the what might be in store for Catland Street, or do you just want to wait until the committee has come up with an action plan? You're kind of grinning like there is something big in store. Yeah.
There is something big in store. As Melissa mentioned, we are at our midway mark. Mm-hmm. So we are almost exactly on 6 months, and we are going to be hosting a very special, it's not so much a meeting as it is a celebration, Rob, next week, where we'll be recapping our progress. So we do have a very special dish that's going to be prepared, and I want to give Amelia a little bit of time to talk about that, and then I'll fill you in on what we're going to be doing there.
Okay, the special dish.
Well, we found out from the first gathering in October that something wonderful happens when people gather around food, and a good cup of coffee, conversation just starts to flow, and it's just very positive. And if it's not positive, it's it heads towards solutions, because people are listening to each other at a different level, in a more open way. And we all enjoy eating. And so we thought, well, we've had some good meals together, and we'd like to prepare one that we would be happy to share. My husband and I do redoubt sockeye. And so we have had the salmon pie that people in Sitka are familiar with. And so we're going to do that. We're going to have a nice salmon pie our meal,
okay.
A light dinner.
And when will that be, Paulette?
That will be March 25th at the community house here in Sitka. And I do want to mention that'll be from 6:30 to 8, but I am the chair, and I'd like to recognize our wonderful steering committee, if that's all right. The participants in that are Gus Adams, Jerry Hope, Lawrence Spottenbird, Mary Ann Peterson, Rebecca Paulson, Colette Nielsen, Charles Bingham, and Carrie McLean. Before going forward real quick about what will take place at our mid-year recap, I want to talk a little bit about the history, if that's okay. Being one of the number one health initiatives for 2014-15, Rob, when we did come together at these town meetings, and as Amelia identified the different goals, so many ideas came forward in our responsibility or stewardship to our neighbors. We developed many different areas, and it's been really successful, from connecting neighborhoods, taking the input harbor to harbor, which is all the way from the fuel dock to New Thompson Harbor, also connecting neighborhoods, having a lot of events down at the A&B Hall and other areas in the Cotleon area, and bringing elders together and asking, of course, respectfully, first and foremost, what they feel is important to the to the area. So we're going to be doing a slideshow about our successes. This is a special invitation for those who would like to hear a little bit more about the projects we defined and to see what they can do to help with the ongoing things that we have in mind.
Will this be at the meal on the 25th, the slideshow?
Are you getting hungry?
Salmon pie.
Salmon pie. Yes, this will be. It's only an hour and a half. And great. So we'll start off welcoming everybody, appreciating everybody who's participated from the city to Sitka Tribe to residents, even Scott Celine, you're specially invited.
Right.
So is Bertha and Pete Karras are our special guests of honor, and I know that Bertha is listening this morning, so surprise Bertha, just wanted to let you know that you are our guest of honor, and we're inviting a lot of people that have been really instrumental in helping us towards this work, Rob.
All right, that'll be the 25th at the Nakahiti Community House, 6:30 to 8 p.m. We're going to turn now to Rob Farmer and the Sitka Youth Resources Project, the second initiative. Rob, tell us about it.
This project, I think the first meeting was my first week here.
Welcome to Sitka. You're on a committee.
Yeah, I started the Saturday I first got here, and the project has evolved a lot since that first meeting when it was a packed room at Harrigan Centennial Hall, which kind of wanted to be a project that wanted to be everything for everyone, which was unwieldy and unlikely. But it has narrowed down in focus and been a very fluid project thereafter. But what seemed to come out of it, especially once we got more youth involvement, is that, as opposed to a place, a community center that I think a lot of the adults thought they were wanting, what the youth wanted was somewhere they could go to find information about all the different sources of support of all types they have here in the local community. And so what we have boiled that down to is now going to be essentially a website that takes to get all of the different types of support resources, SAFE, Sitka Counseling, Salvation Army, the library, and everything else out there, and puts it all in one place where the youth can go access that and find out who they can go contact if they need assistance in any type of way. We received grant funding to put that website together. What we are looking at is having a student intern develop the website and then update the website as we help them gather the information from the different organizations. It's not just now for Sitka, it's for the Southeast region, because we got this grant from Search, and because there's lots of transfers of people in different locales, I think that's going to work well.
And when will we see it, Rob?
Well, it's still in the formation period right now, but we're hoping to see it over the next few months, getting that put together. First, we have to find the intern. We have some ideas for that, but once we do that, then we'll put it together, and we will start advertising it and keeping it up from there, and hopefully it will continue on forever.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, and I think it's great that you brought in a student you're looking for a student to work on it. That seems like it's probably key to success. Folks, we are out of time. We've gone a little bit beyond. I want to thank Paulette Moreno and Amelia Gage from the Sitka Community Health Summit. They're part of the Celebrate Catlan Street, a vibrant community action group, which will be meeting on March 25th at the Community House, 6:30 to 8 p.m. I want to thank Rob Farmer, who's with the Sitka Youth Resource Project at Kettleson Library, and Melissa Marconi-Wentzel, the director of the Sitka Community Health Summit, who's making all this happen. Thanks so much to you all for coming
in
today.
Contact me if you want to be involved in any of these initiatives.
All right. Have a good morning, everybody.
You can check us out on Facebook.